the official name is 50 Shades of Gay, the musical.
Can you give me a radio-friendly synopsis of the play?
Radio-friendly? Well, let's just say it's about two women who enter into a relationship together, and it's a very campy, fun musical.
What's your role?
So I'm playing the role of the inner goddess, which is the ingenue character's inner voice. And at times, I'm her voice of reason, and at times, I'm not so reasonable.
Now, this is a show written by a local playwright, David Strauss, who's won awards and acclaim in Fringe's past. Can you walk me through some of the creative process here?
David Strauss and Katie Thayer got together to write this show, and then they brought Daryl Pickett in, who wrote all original music. It's been a lot of fun workshopping it and learning about it and creating new characters that have never been performed before.
So what draws you back to the Fringe? Is some of it freedom to workshop a show, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I would definitely say that's part of the draw. It's a lot of fun working with a group of people and getting to be really creative, kind of in a no-holds-barred kind of way. Working with the writers is very cool because they're open to hearing what it is that you have to say, and they let you contribute artistically. And then the other part of it is a two-week-long celebration, if you will, of all of these local theaters and even international and national groups coming together. And there's all sorts of different things, from G-rated shows for the family to those that might be a little bit more pushing the boundaries. There's visual fringe, there's kids fringe, or even just hang out on the lawn and eat delicious food and have a couple of drinks.
We have performances by our national and international fringe artists, as well as local artists. We have music classes for children. We have Spanish music and dance classes this year. We have an instrument petting zoo with Lainey Jones, where kids get to see cool things like ukuleles. We have cool hands-on art and craft activities. We have lots and lots of puppetry this year. We have a bounce house. We have everything.
Is there a specific age range for Kids Fringe?
You know, Kids Fringe is for anyone, but I would say kids pre-K through fifth grade would really enjoy it. But we also have activities that middle schoolers and high schoolers would enjoy.
How did it get started?
Kids Fringe has been a part of the festival throughout the years. But the past, I took it over 2 years ago, and we decided to really focus on programming for families. It was part of an initiative to really show the community that the Fringe was for everyone. And this year, the theme of the Fringe in general is anyone can fringe. So we're really trying to show people that one of the really great things about the Fringe Festival is there is something for everyone. There are shows that are all over the map. You can see all kinds of different things. And we wanted to make sure that we had a nice, rounded offering for families and children as well.
What's your favorite thing about it?
I love all of the little happenings that come about during Kids Fringe. So we'll have these performers, you know, we have our national, international fringe artists and our local artists, and they kind of all come together and they kind of meet each other. And then sometimes the fairies will go crash the drum class, and the clowns from Japan think it's really fun to join the monster parade. And so there's kind of all these really great little improvisations right on the spot.